as are continuing stories appearing often on Daily Maverick through the Ambabungani Centre for Investigative Journalism. More revelations around corruption and state capture. I'm joined now by Susan Comrie, who's an investigative journalist at Ambabungani, whose story today concerns the SAP company, a major software provider, and services provided to the water department, issues around water deals. Susan, a very good evening. How are you doing?
Hi, Mike. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, all right. Not feeling too encouraged after I read your story connected to the Department of Water and Sanitation. Give us the bare bones. I know SAP have been connected to other issues around state capture. What's happening here?
Sure. Well, I mean, a lot of people will remember that during the Gupta leaks, SAP had been implicated in paying these commissions that looked a lot like kickbacks in to sort of Gupta-linked and Gupta-controlled companies in order to secure business at Transnet and at Eskom. Now, that was to do with the Guptas and to do with those two SOEs. This is something completely different. But again, the common denominator is SAP and this practice of paying commissions. So what we're talking about is two deals, a sort of smaller deal at the end of 2015, and then a really big deal of almost R1 billion in 2016 with the Department of Water and Sanitation. And, you know, the FIU, which has been tasked with investigating these contracts, they filed this sort of mammoth court application. And they're saying in that application that basically the department that, you know, is meant to provide these really crucial services, but that is always sort of teetering on the edge of bankruptcy, that they paid all of this money and didn't actually get any benefit whatsoever out of the money that they paid, that the software was never used, that it basically sat on the shelf and that the project had never been implemented. So quite damning allegations from the SIU that have come out in this court application.
It's a jaw-dropping number to start with, R949 million in software. I mean, what on earth was it going to do?
Well, the idea was really to expand SAP software, not just within the department, but also across all of the different water boards. Now, the problem was is that what we've learned is that the department officials who were tasked with this project didn't bother to go and find out whether those water boards needed SAP software, how much they needed, how much hardware was needed. You know, they were sort of intent, from what we can tell, on pushing through this contract without doing the homework to find out what benefit the department would actually get from this massive investment. You know, these things are always kind of sold in this, wrapped up in this wording, which makes it sound so attractive. So in this case, you know, the department was told, well, you know, you'll spend R450 million on software, but don't worry, it's actually a saving of over R1 billion. Now, once you take that R450 million for software, you then have to add on maintenance costs and extras like that. That then gets you to the R949 million. But the thing is that we're not even close to the total figure, because in order to implement that project, you're looking at millions and millions more. You know, you would need extra hardware for the project. And so the question really becomes, why was the department so motivated to push through this massive contract? And I think one of the answers that's emerging is that it may have had something to do with these huge commission payments that were going to what are termed business development partners, these small companies that play a very opaque role, but who earn millions in commissions by helping SAP to conclude these contracts.
Any evidence that this is Gupta linked?
No. That's kind of the interesting thing. And I think that's sort of the problem in a way for SAP is that, you know, as far as we can tell, this doesn't have anything to do with the Guptas. This is a completely new bunch of companies. You know, when SAP was caught out with the Gupta links commission payments, you know, in a way, they sort of painted it to say, well, this was, you know, this was one source. This was local South African officials who weren't informing global of what was going on. The problem for SAP is that when you get caught out on a completely new contract, on a completely new, you know, set of commission payments, it starts to raise questions about whether the sort of global practice of paying commissions, whether that's in fact the problem. So, you know, saying this is not a Gupta problem, this is an SAP problem.
What's the sum? What's the amount of this, what you say, originally R400 million contract, which comes up to R900 million by the time you've got all the add-ons and administration and stuff? What's the sum that is in, quote, commissions?
So what was paid in commissions, we know about 86 million rand that was paid in commissions. Now, that's off an amount that was paid to the department of 285 million. What happened is that that was paid to SAP. The department only paid the first tranche of the software deal and then put the whole thing on hold. So 86 million is what was paid, but the amounts that would have been paid would have gone up much higher to well over 100 million.
So I need to clarify that. 86 yeah. million out of 286 was commissions.
On the one, so wow. On the 2016 deal, that's one of the astonishing things. You know, we're talking about basically 30% commission. When you think about it, the department is spending, you know, the idea is to spend 450 million rand on software. A third of what it's spending is going out the back door in commissions. That's insane. I mean, those figures are just completely unreasonable. And it raises real questions about how anyone could imagine that this was legitimate business. The department, for its part, says that it has no idea what this company did to earn those commissions. And that's really worrying.
What is the SIU, the Special Investigating Unit, seeking here? Is this a criminal case? Is it trying to put people in jail? Is it trying to get back money? What's happening?
So it's an interesting one. They have gone to the Special Tribunal, which has been set up to kind of fast-track state capture cases and reclaiming money. So what they're asking for in this case is they're asking for the money to be returned. So they're asking for what was paid on the 2015 deal and the 2016 deal to be returned. So that's just over 400 million rand. But what's interesting is that, you know, they've put a lot of evidence, a lot of information into this court application. Some of it is not necessarily strictly relevant to the application at hand. It points more towards the sort of ongoing corruption investigation that they're doing. And so it's quite interesting that they've chosen to sort of, you know, show some of their cards at this stage, when really what they're doing at this stage is simply just asking for the money to be returned, with the idea that they will come back and file criminal charges once their corruption investigation is done, if that's what they find.
Listening to you, it sounds to me like they're trying to muddy the water for SAP, make it very embarrassing for them, put it on a scale that makes SAP globally say, well, let's make this go away and pay it back.
I think that's probably a good assessment, yeah. It's an interesting question of why they've done it. I think you're absolutely right that they are trying to kind of put a bit of pressure on SAP. I mean, it's an interesting thing because SAP, you know, they had this big sort of mea culpa after the Gupta-linked contract came out, and they had promised the media that they would, you know, that they would be completely transparent. They would come back to us within 6 months and tell us about all of the public sector contracts where they paid these commission payments. That was in March 2018. We've been following up with them ever since then, and SAP they've just shut down completely. They're no longer willing to kind of offer the kind of level of transparency that they had once promised. They're now saying they're not going to comment until both the local South African investigations, but as well as the US investigations are completed. So I think that's what they have in mind, is that they have to worry about those investigations. They're not necessarily worried about accounting to the public, which is something that we've really raised with them and said, look, those investigations could take years to complete. You have a duty to tell the South African public, to tell your South African clients what happened, and they're just not biting.
Especially when they made that commitment to do so.
Absolutely.
Susan, thank you very much indeed. Another excellent story coming out of Amabungani, the Amabungani Centre for Investigative Journalism. That article on Daily Maverick under the headline, New Evidence Points to Corruption in SAP's 1 billion rand water deals. 30% commission. Boy, you'd want to get yourself some of that.